It's time to talk some New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva football with head coach Mark Krueger as we preview the upcoming season for the Panthers. And Mark, a good afternoon. How you been?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Right off the bat, to keep people up to date, this is how many years as the head coach for New Richland?
This will be my fifth year.
Fifth year. And before we talk about the upcoming season, let's take a look back at last year. A team had a pretty good record, went 4-5 in the season. I know you guys were very competitive in so many games. You had a one-point loss to St. Clair, a one-point loss to a Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop, and a tough playoff loss to a St. Clair in the postseason by the score of 13-7. Again, 4-5 last year. Record probably could have been better than that. Give us your thoughts and maybe reflections on last year's team.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. 4-5, but two of them are one-point losses that go either way. The other one is a one-score loss, so we had the chance at the end. So either could flip to more like a 6-2, 7-2, 8-3 type season if we get a couple bounces go our way. So very competitive team, kind of put us where we needed to be, just couldn't quite send us in a couple games.
Now, Mark, when it comes to off-season workouts, the football season is over in October. Between November and the start of maybe the season here in August when it comes to a practice, what are some of the things that maybe guys do to keep football ready? Is there any kind of camps? Is there off-season workouts? Anything that they're involved in when it comes to football in the off-season?
Yeah, our big thing is from November for the rest of the school year, we're working out 3 days a week in the morning. And I'm a huge advocate for three-sport athletes. So I think the best way to get ready for football is to go out for basketball or wrestling or whatever it might be in the winter, and track, baseball, whatever it is in the spring. So I think going out for another sport's part of our off-season program, just because I think that's huge, is to have that three-sport athlete. And then once June hits, we are 7-on-7 in Mankato. We have our own team camp, and then we go up to Bemidji State for their team camp as well.
Talk about the team camp up in Bemidji State. That's got to be a nice, I guess, a team bonding kind of visit. What took place up there?
It's awesome. We take a coach bus up there. It's a five-hour bus ride, so it's a little bit of a chore to get there, but we're up there. The college is on a lake, so it feels like we're on vacation, but it's 24/7 football to go with that as well. It's a mix of a couple practices, different skill stuff. Their coaches run, all the other schools there, all the teams through some stuff. And then we get to scrimmage all these teams from mostly northern Minnesota.
So it's a chance, again, to get away from the area, like you mentioned, kind of on a vacation. And it's got to be nice to see teams and players that you mentioned northern Minnesota. Obviously, you're not going to see during the regular season.
Yeah, that's a huge benefit, is mostly seeing teams you'll never see until like the state playoff. So we don't have to worry about, a rival like Blooming Prairie getting to see what we're going to do or anything. Yep. We get to kind of keep a little bit of that more secretive until we get to the season, and then people start to see film and whatnot.
Mark Krueger, head coach of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva football here on their fall sports preview. And Mark, before we turn our attention directly to this year's team, just going back to last year, how many key guys did you lose to a graduation from last year's team?
We had a huge senior class, just in the sense that most of those guys were two-year or three-year starters. I had a ton of three-year starters that played as sophomores a couple years ago. So I'm just, both our receivers, Bo Budak, Jack Olson, Tyrone Wilson, he's going to be a quarter wide receiver, too, up at Augsburg. He's a Division III football player now. Some guys like Alex Doberstein, Porter Peterson, Walker Thompson, Ralph Ressler, Ben Chainrock, all big group of players we're losing. And Clay Stenzel, one of the players of the week. Huge loss for us.
I kind of talk about the roster, who are going to be some of the key players or maybe some of the main players for this year's squad.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of open spots, and we have a lot of guys taking those spots right now, doing a very good job of stepping in. Look at Andrew Phillips, will be a three-year starter at running back for us. Sawyer Priggy got a lot of time last year, both in offense and defense. And then some of our lineman guys, like Wyatt Grosskreutz, Lucas Hanna, Brady Schlake, are all very large, strong linemen for us up front.
And when it comes to, we talk about, so many spots still being open and opportunities. When it comes to, this week of practice and the scrimmage coming up this Saturday and leading up to opening day, are there still guys that are currently, I assume, still battling for spots?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff open. You know, and we talk every day about, you know, openings out of different areas and special teams. I mean, at this point, we don't have any of our special teams done. So if you, you know, maybe you have like a sophomore who balls out somewhere, he's got a good shot of maybe making kickoff team, or we talk about that a lot, and just earning those spots.
Mark Krueger, head coach in New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva football with us here on Kate Radio. You guys are going to be in town in Albert Lea on Saturday for the Jamboree. Talk about that, and what are some of the things that you're looking to get accomplished in that Jamboree, the scrimmages coming up this weekend?
You know, as a coach, my biggest thing is we compete. You know, you don't keep score, you don't win a scrimmage, but you got to be able to compete every play. You know, we'll make our mistakes and all that, but you go out, we compete every single play, and just, you know, finding those guys to fill in those spots. I think on a side for me too, it's gonna be really fun. Get to coach on Albert Lea's field, my alma mater. You know, being an Albert Lea grad, so it'll be nice for me for that too.
Absolutely, going to be a great day on Saturday at Jim Gustafson Field. Now, Mark, and I know we're still over a week away from the opener against Kenyon Wanamingo. Actually, a week from tomorrow on the road. Looking at the team so far, what do you believe is going to be the strengths going into the season, and where do you think is going to be maybe the focal points for improvement throughout the season?
You know, our biggest strength is going to be our line play. I think we'll definitely see. We are going to be one of the bigger offensive lines for most of the games we play. So as long as we can kind of impose our will that way, we'll have a lot of success, especially in the ground game. And then just with a lot of new players on defense, it's kind of figuring out how our defense is going to work.
And, Mark, looking at the Gopher Conference, if you had to pick a couple of teams to be the favorite this year in the conference, who would you pick?
And I think any time you talk about that, you have to start with Blooming Prairie. They've kind of set themselves up there. They're, you know, always going to be at the top of that. And then you have us and you have St. Clair, both looking to have good years behind them as well. Or, you know, it'll be a good game once we get to see them.
Absolutely. Do you know which of the home games this year is the homecoming game?
Our homecoming game will be against Medford. It should be October 7th.
So October 7th. Panther fans, mark that on your calendar. Friday, October 7th, annual homecoming game as they take on Medford in New Richland. Opener coming up Thursday, September 1st on the road at Kenyon Wanamingo. Again, Mark Krueger, head coach of Panther football, joining us in the sports preview. And, of course, we'll talk with Mark throughout the season, previewing and recapping games right here on Kate Radio. Mark, thank you so much for the time. Have fun in the Jamboree and the scrimmages on Saturday, and good luck on opening night.
Yes, thank you for having me.